How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Getting ready to do our very first Johnny B. Show dating game. Hopefully this goes as smooth as possible. I've been talking to the ladies during the break, and there's a lot of personality in this room. Yeah, there is.
I like it. Crew. I like it.
I like it a lot. It's going to be tough for the next one, I think. I think this is going to go shockingly well, I think.
I think it's going to go real good.
Real good. I talk good.
Real good.
Somebody said this today. I'm not going to say where I was because I don't want to get myself in trouble, but somebody was basically bragging about their intelligence and their education. And the guy says, I have two doctorates. I did very good in school. Nope. And I wanted to not say anything.
You should have.
No, I did.
You absolutely should have.
I was like, you did well in school! Yeah.
You tell him.
I did tell him.
No, you didn't. That's why you told the story, because you didn't tell him.
I said it out loud with my mouth. There's an F in there. All right. Will is in the prep room with the door shut. He has not seen the beautiful gals.
No, he hasn't.
And I'm not saying beautiful gals because I'm being nice. We have three beautiful gals here. Like,
no joke.
Like, he is very, very lucky to have three contestants of this caliber. We could have brought in some real pigs. You know what I mean?
I think I'm going to bring ugly broads into the studio.
Yes.
Negative.
I think you would do that.
Yeah, maybe I would.
Yes. You're an evil lady at times.
Sometimes, yes.
No, I would not have you any other way. Mm. Let's go ahead and get the mics up to the ladies so we can chat with them. Here's the scary part, Ryan Adams. I had Anna going over the FCC rules with them during the break.
Yeah. I was doing a real good job being teacher.
You really were.
I know, but you're the one that has to ask me like 100 times a night what you can say and what you can't say. Very scary.
Yeah.
So, we have in the studio, I hope Will's not listening on the app.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to the ladies now. In the studio, we have Heather. Hello, Heather. How are you?
Hello, Johnny B. How are you?
Ooh. Ooh, sexy. Are you going to use that sexy thing going on the whole time?
Shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should. I like it.
There
okay.
It is.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Oh, my watch just went off. Oh, it says, guess what my watch just said?
Keep walking
fast.
You just got a boner.
Yeah. No, it says you need to get up. It tells me all the time. Time to stand up.
You're acting fat. Is that what your watch said?
don't judge me, Apple douche. My favorite moment with this watch is when I was eating a Cuban sandwich and it told me I met my fitness goal for the day.
Did you fall in love at that
moment? I was
moment?
Eating so much, my heart rate went up. Also in the studio, we have Mel is in the studio. How are you, Mel?
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah, you are. And Mel is short for Goddamn You're Hot.
Yep,
I knew
correct.
It. You are a very, very, very pretty lady, as is the girl sitting next to you, which is Shane, right?
Hello there.
Hello, Shane.
I like that name for a girl. I've never heard that before.
I love that name for a girl. Hell yeah.
Why?
Well, of course. Yeah.
This is my wife, just so you know.
Okay. So. All right.
Wait. So like package deal type thing? Is that part of the rules?
Okay.
No, I think it's a package deal.
Are you rubbing your nipple right now?
Did you see me do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You subconsciously started.
Subconsciously.
No. You subconsciously started rubbing your nipple.
No, actually, the zipper on my jacket was.
It broke?
It was catching a little bit of chest hair. Because I have like this big like Italian chest hair thing going on.
Italian.
It's
lightly
gross.
Sorry.
You're alone.
Yeah, you don't want to know about it. It's horrible. I got a couple of. It's like a George Clooney chest because I got a couple of.
Did you just compare yourself to George Clooney?
Let me explain.
Wow.
Let me explain, jerk
We're not
off.
All blindfolded.
Oh,
no.
Sassy.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry,
now she drank that
wine.
Whole thing of wine.
I've had too much wine.
That's fine. Now we're down to two contestants. No, I meant because I have there's some gray, like a couple little grays in there now. So, you know, George Clooney, he has that like the salt and pepper thing going on now and it just makes him sexier. No? You don't like distinguished looking older gentlemen?
I sure do.
You don't.
Thomas has a few grays now, and I kind of like it.
Does
he hates it, which makes me like it more.
No.
That he's like hating himself and makes me more attracted to him.
People assume you have a 401k plan if you have like the salt and pepper thing going on.
Yeah, you look esteemed. Yeah. Distinguished.
He's running out of time. I bet he has his crap together. All right, we have Mel, Shane, and Heather. Here's how the dating game works, ladies, in case you know, you guys aren't over 40 years old and you've never seen the show. The dating game, basically, you take one single bachelor or bachelorette. That is going to be Will tonight. We do Will Do Wednesdays on Wednesdays here. And we are going to have him blindfolded so he cannot see you. Then we are going to ask you ladies a series of questions. Some will get the same questions. Some will get their own very specific questions. I have some written down. Will has some written down. He will ask you questions, and I will ask you questions. And then at the end of all the questions, Will will choose who he wants to go on a date with. And then we will send you out on a date. Oh, yeah. And he's a gentleman. Don't worry. He will not touch you, and we will provide you a pepper spray if
he does. He's not a rapist.
Do we have their number badges for him?
We do.
Okay. We'll number them 1, 2, and 3. That way Will knows who to ask the question to, and they will know who they are. Because I don't want him to know their names even. I don't want him to be swayed by their sexy names, because he might go, whoa, Shane with a Y. Boom. Boner time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He might go, oh, Mel, I love Mel's hot dogs over in Tampa. Boner time. And he might go, whoa, Heather, I had a teacher named Heather when I was in third grade. Boner time, right? So we don't want to be swayed
by
the name.
I understand, yes.
Yeah. All right, so we have... Heather, you are contestant 3. You can put that. There's stickers if you want to just stick them on you. Just stick it on. Just.
Is there anywhere in particular I should stick it?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Right on your crotch.
Oh boy.
And yeah, really.
I love Heather B.
Uh-huh. So Heather is 3. Mel is 2, and Shane is number 1. Yeah. All right, Ryan, can you go bring blindfolded Will in here, please?
I would love to, sir.
Okay, ladies, let me prepare you for Will. All right. How would you describe Will?
I would describe Will as...
not fat.
No, he's not fat.
But not skinny.
Not fat, not skinny.
He...
has luscious locks.
He has beautiful blonde hair. He
reminds me of Shirley Temple in some ways.
On the Good Ship Lollipop. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Like a sexy Shirley Temple.
Yeah. He's a hard worker.
He sure is.
Very hardworking guy. Sweetheart of a guy. Right now, they're whispering to each other right now. They're like, there's no way we're dating this fat piece of crap. If he's anything like the host of this show, we should jump out the window now and just take our chances. That's what they're doing right now. Okay.
He's sweet.
He is a nice guy.
He's very sweet.
Very quick-witted.
Funny.
Yeah.
Dry sense of humor.
He has his own.
But he won't make you dry.
He has his own internet radio program with a pretty big following.
He sure does.
He knows the mayor.
He knows the mayor. This is true.
Yeah, the mayor of St. Pete. They're on talking terms. They're buddies. He's a local dignitary in the area.
He sure is.
Yes, yes. He is blindfolded. He is being sat down right now.
What is wrapped around his eyes?
That is a deflated thunder stick from the Tampa Bay Lightning. There you go. We had to make a blindfold. Okay, like what? We just walk around with blindfolds? What am I? Some sort of sex deviant? Okay, the mic
chips.
Is right there. You got his headphones for him. Oh, he looks great. He's got a nice beard going on now. It's his Chris Stapleton starter kit. Not bad, not bad. That's one day, by the way, ladies. He grew that beard in one day. Will, how are you, buddy?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
That's weird. Not being able to see him.
You got them primed and ready with that startup. Okay, Will, this is the dating game.
Yep.
Did you memorize questions for him? Because obviously you can't read them. You're blindfolded.
Oh, yeah, that's a... Well, if maybe
I have questions.
Look this way, go off to the side.
No, I have.
You don't want to look this way. There's nothing over here you want to see.
I have plenty of questions for him, so we're good there. Let's get the mood set for the dating game. And get my cookie on the house. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. The very first Johnny B. Show dating game starting now. Our bachelor, Will Koontz. You know him as the guy that... tries to win my love every single week and somehow stays on for his very own segment called Will Do Wednesdays. I actually talked about you with some of the higher-ups the other day, Will.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, you're fired.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, they were asking me. They were like, what do you think? And I was like, meh. Nah, I told them you're a good dude.
All right.
Will is single. He lives in St. Pete. He has multiple jobs. He has a pretty good credit score.
My own apartment.
It's a very own apartment.
A running car.
A super sweet mom who is not ugly.
Yep. And doesn't live with him.
Who, you don't need to mention
who may or may not have banged a black dude when she was in college.
Oh,
allegedly.
God.
We have the audio.
We have it. And she was at my comedy show, and she said I was the funniest guy there.
Because you were.
I was.
Yeah.
No doubt. A good lineup, though. We have three girls here, Will. You cannot see them.
Can't see anything.
I will say this. You would do very well with any of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We have Heather. And I'm not going to tell you the other two names. Okay. I messed up one third of it. Shut up!
I'm just confused.
Like, shut your whore mouth!
Okay.
My first time. Okay. I'm going to ask these girls questions, and Will's going to ask them questions. We have girl 1, 2, and 3. We will ask them by their number, and they will give us answers. After the questioning is done, Will, you get to choose either Bachelorette 1, 2, or 3. Are you ready?
Now, am I able to interject at any point and ask my own questions?
Yeah,
okay, of course.
Good. All right, cool.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
I want you to be happy. I want them to be happy. I want everybody to be happy. They're over there taking selfies. So, yeah, right now they're like, hashtag never ever gonna get it. All right. I will go to Will for the first question. Feel free to ask Bachelorette 1, 2, or 3 any question that you have.
Good evening, gals. How you doing?
Hello, Will.
Hello.
Hey, Will.
You can all answer.
My first question.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Jeez.
One of them's a little late. Don't worry about it.
That's okay.
You need a girl that's a little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. So my first question is, I'm not the most physically in shape guy in the world, but I have been getting into fitness. My question is very specific. If we were to go on a rowboat, would we both be able to fit in and go down the stream?
It's a really bad
I thought he was going to make a fitness D in your mouth.
Oh, my God,
that's
no.
That's where I thought that was going. I was kind of hoping it was going to go in that direction.
You got to set him up slower than that. You know what I mean? You can't do that. Okay.
I say shove all in.
Which Bachelorette was that for?
That's for everybody.
No. Oh, you want to ask? Okay, we'll start with Bachelorette 1. Will wants to know if I'm translating because I speak fat. Will wants to know if you guys were in a rowboat together, would you both fit and go down the stream together? Okay.
We could fit 3 of us.
Oh!
Hell yeah! Hell
good
yeah!
Answer.
All right, Bachelorette 2, your answer. Bachelorette 2. Oh, my God. This is going badly. Okay. Anna, feel free to interject there with a paper towel. Thanks. Sweet. Jesus. Okay.
Did one of them die?
Totally on you, Anna. This is totally on Anna right here.
Did she leave?
I don't know.
I'm just upstream without a paddle.
Okay. Okay.
Don't worry
she
about
got
me.
Extremely
okay.
wet.
Don't worry. We're good.
Okay. Bachelorette 3, would you fit in the thing? That's a horrible question. Well, Jesus what? Christ. You didn't have anything better for the first question?
You don't know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do. But
come on, dude.
Go faster. Truck me faster. All right. I'll ask a question. Bachelorette number 1, have you ever made a man cry?
Yes.
Like, by punching him or by hurting his heart?
By hurting his heart.
Aw, do you feel bad about it?
No.
Good. All right, Will, do you have a question for one of the Bachelorettes?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome.
I'll try to make this one better. Bachelorette number 1. I am learning. Have you ever cheated on a boyfriend?
Ooh.
No, I have not.
So you made him cry without cheating. I like that.
Okay.
She must have just said something harsh, like, your shoes are stupid, like your face. All right. Bachelorette number 2, Whiny McWinerson. Bachelorette number 2, if you're physically able to talk, where's the craziest place you've ever made, Whoopi?
On a yacht in international waters.
Ooh, that is...
Ooh, I like that.
That is baller, like Odell Beckham Jr. style for a while. I like that a lot. Okay. Same question, Bachelorette number 3. Craziest place you've ever had to beep boop in the bing bing.
Well, that would be on a balcony overhanging about on the 30th story.
Oh my God.
In Boston, Massachusetts.
Hanging off the balcony like Michael Jackson's
you know,
baby?
Like there was like a balcony and you know, yeah. It was facing out.
Oh,
into
he had you like, mm-hmm. And he was like, meh, 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 meh. And you were like, oh, no, like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
almost were you
exactly.
there?
Exactly.
It was actually us.
I feel like he was there.
It was
the
two of us.
Are you sure you weren't there?
Yes. Okay. So were people watching? Were they looking up like, what?
It's very possible. Right. I wasn't paying attention if anybody was watching.
That's hot. Well, question for the Bachelorettes?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome again.
Bachelorette number two. How many men have you had deflower you?
Ooh. He wants to know, what is your man count?
Don't you denote deflowering as losing your virginity?
Yeah, he's
well,
not
in
smart.
This case,
in which
yes,
case,
you're right.
That
but in
would
this
be
case,
one person.
Right, yes. But in this case, I mean how many, you know, total have been in there.
Oh, my God.
In this circumstance.
Jesus.
Whoa!
Okay. That's a very sweet way of putting it. Yes.
Men or women.
Oh!
Oh!
Get them! Get them! Oh! Well, boner
women,
time!
I mean, women can't get in there. Come on.
No, they can, actually, Will.
At this point,
I have a Pornhub channel.
It's the 21st century.
It is. Okay, how many partners? Man, female, interspecies,
yes.
Anybody?
You know, I'm a lady.
Yeah, you are.
And
hell yeah.
I'm not at liberty to say right now.
All right.
Thank you.
That's a disappointing answer.
Well,
Johnny,
you know, you take all the answers into consideration when it comes down to your final decision.
Okay.
I'll ask the next one. Bachelorette number one. Who's hotter, Jon Snow or John Mayer?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would go with Jon Snow.
Ooh, all right, yeah. Hell yeah, you'd let him take it to the wall.
Of course.
Yes, okay. Same question.
Melt that ice.
Same question for Bachelorette number two. Jon Snow, John Mayer, you got to bang one.
Jon Snow.
You go Jon Snow?
Yeah, Jon Snow.
Everybody loves Jon Snow. Bachelorette 3, Jon Snow, John Mayer?
Neither.
Ooh! Not unless they're on a balcony. Okay. Will, you got one?
Sure. Bachelorette number 3.
They're so lucky.
What's the freakiest thing you do in the bedroom?
Ooh, okay. I like that.
I don't think I can say that on air.
Just find a way. Work your way around it.
Pantomime for Bone TV. Charades.
Oh.
I can't see it. What's happening on
I don't,
it?
I know.
Pantomime
God.
Will not, you know, benefit Will.
Like, yeah? Is it more than one person? Or
no.
Use your foot.
It might involve, you know.
Like that?
No.
No?
No. It might involve.
Like that?
Are you looking like a pirate
hot
by the
cold
end?
Cold at the same time. Like hot and cold.
Oh!
And maybe a blindfold.
I
which you're
see.
Already experiencing
I see.
Right now.
Yeah. Like the ice bucket challenge and a blowtorch.
Sweet God.
Fun.
Sexual.
That's frightening.
Bachelorette number two.
I feel like you're just picking on me at this point.
No. I do like you a lot.
Okay.
Favorite ethnicity to make fun of when they're not around?
What in the world?
You know, everybody
White
does
White people, honestly.
Mine,
yeah.
too.
That's a good one, yeah.
Nailed it.
Yep. Asians. Oh, I'm not playing.
No,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Not playing right
I'm
now.
Sorry.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I got confused. Sorry.
Why do you
got
to pick the... There's more of them than you. Bachelorette number one. Can you make a passionate karate sound? Like if you had to break a board?
Oh, God. I don't know.
You know, like some people do the kia. If you had to break
be
a board...
Flattering.
How would it sound?
Oi!
All right. That's not bad. It's not bad. I don't think you're breaking a lot of boards. Bachelorette number three, same question. Can you make a passionate karate sound?
Hi-ya!
Yes.
All right. Well, I hope that's balsa wood. Okay. Anna, you're not playing.
That wasn't good?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry. I'm done.
That was horrible.
I'm done now. I'm done.
All right. Go ahead, Will. You have a question for the ladies.
Yes. Thank you, John.
You're welcome again.
Bachelorette
yes.
number one. What would be your ideal date?
Oh, yeah.
That is a good question.
That is a great question.
Thank you.
Good question.
Let's see.
I had that on my list. Yeah. Get your mouth right
sorry.
Up there, girl. Hell yeah.
I would say a day date. I think those are better to get to know somebody. So grab some drinks and then maybe do something outdoorsy,
ooh.
Like paddleboard or kayak or something like that. And then if we get along, go on to a dinner.
She's into fitness. I like that. I like that.
And if you don't, just throw him off his paddleboard and leave him there.
Ooh, okay. I DM. Have you seen the paddleboards that they fish off of? So stupid. Okay. I have a question. Bachelorette number one. If you were a donut, would you want to be glazed or cream-filled?
I would go with glazed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bachelorette number two, same question.
Creamfield.
Bachelorette number three. There's no wrong answer. Glazed or creamfield? If you were a donut.
Jelly.
That's really weird. Okay. I like, yeah. You have two options.
No, you don't.
I do not. Okay.
Fake news.
Will, do you have any more questions for the ladies?
I wrote some down, but I can't remember them.
That's good. I'll have one for him.
Well, I mean, can I kind of peek over here?
Yeah, your mom. Bachelorette number three. Have you ever ignored somebody's text or their calls after a first date until they eventually stop trying?
No, I always like to be up front and straight with them.
All right. Same question, Bachelorette number one.
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like, how long did it take them to finally give up?
I usually block their number.
Oh, so baller. I like that a lot. Will, do you have anything?
Yes. Bachelorette number three, how would you rate your kissing skills?
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
What scale are we using, Will?
1 to 10.
1 to... Standard.
I like Johnny P. scale.
Can we just forget what I just did? That'd be perfect.
Nine and a half
because no one's perfect.
Ooh, damn!
Nice.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. Same question. Bachelorette number two, your kissing skills. Are you good? 1 to 10.
I'm a lot.
Hell
like
yeah.
A lamprey.
What?
If you're into that.
That means like.
I just come at you like.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a fish?
I don't know what a lamprey is. I think that's if.
It's a fish, right?
I don't know. I thought it was somebody that worships lambs. I don't know. I love lamb. It's delicious. Full rack. Bachelorette number one, same question.
I don't like to copy, so I'm going to go with a 9.7.
I like 9.7. That's strong. That's a strong kisser.
Yeah, it is.
Very, very nice.
Dang.
Final question for me. Bachelorette number three. Favorite Pornhub channel, and don't act like you guys don't watch porn. Favorite Pornhub channel, may have 1,000 of them, roundabouts I've heard.
It would have to be something that had to do with self-pleasuring.
Oh, yeah! Okay, Bachelorette number two, same question. Favorite Pornhub channel, don't matter if it's super freaky, we won't judge you.
Cuckold husband.
Ooh! Oh. Okay, guy in the closet. Bachelorette number one.
I'll go with handcuffs.
Handcuffs?
Is that a genre? I didn't even know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I'm learning all sorts
it is
of
a category, dude. Seriously. The most fun I've ever had on Pornhub isn't even like the thing, you know. It's just finding, see if I could stump them. It's like amputee midget. And I'm like, what? There's three videos for amputee midget.
Look up Santa porn. It exists.
Look at that little one-legged midget.
Can we ask search algorithm?
Oh, algorithm.
Can we ask Will that same question? Just
Will,
one time.
Will, what is your favorite Pornhub channel?
I'm just trying to get in and out as soon as possible. I don't really play around. Front page, whatever's there, I'm in,
so,
I'm out.
So, yeah. Two dudes.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, sounds
I
good.
Don't know. Sometimes those may have slipped in. I don't know. Who's to say?
Sometimes a guy slips in.
Don't drop that soap.
I told you the other night, sometimes a little pop-up that comes up before the porno.
That thumbnail.
Yeah, it's like a little GIF.
Oh, you mean on the side?
Yeah, a little gift that pops up.
Animated.
Yeah, it's just
I got you.
It's just like animated boobies. I'm like, that'll do. I'm good. I'm already done. Okay, Will, you've heard the answers from Bachelorette 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Are you ready to choose a lucky lady?
It's a really tough decision. You know, it's hard to narrow it down after this short period of time. So I feel like I'm just going to be shooting in the dark.
Gross.
No matter what. I
yeah.
know.
The date don't go well, that's what you'll be back to. Yes.
But yeah, I think I can pick one.
Who's it going to be, Will?
All right. Do you have a drum roll or anything? Anything special? You don't. Okay.
Sure.
All right. We'll just go. I'm going to go with, I like the paddle boarding. We're going to go Bachelorette number one.
Oh, yeah, man. How do you feel about that, Bachelorette number one?
I'm excited if we go on a paddleboarding date.
He's going to go on a paddleboarding date with you. We're going to make it happen here on the Johnny B Show.
I've never been.
Will, take off your blindfold and see who you chose. That is Shane with a Y.
Hey!
Yeah.
I know.
You actually know Mel?
I know Mel. You banged John Jacobs a bunch
of
times.
Oh, my God!
Good to see you again.
Oh, man! That's crazy!
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club.
Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.